Welcome to Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland with a very special program tonight. WNYC is having its American Music Festival. It's a tradition that goes back about 65 years, during which WNYC likes to champion homegrown composers and make special presentations of American music. Well, I decided to take on something rather ambitious and to present a new radio opera. And that's what I have for you tonight. It's by Amy Cohn. It's called One Plum Square. It's a work for four voices and an instrumental ensemble. It runs over an hour. It's a very involving, emotional, and musically surprising piece. So stay tuned for a unique kind of, well, I don't know, I was going to say a unique radio experience. It's, in a way, a throwback to the old days of storytelling on the radio. And in another way, it's a look to the future of opera and musical theater. One Plum Square unveils its story gradually and sometimes obliquely. The words and music of One Plum Square are by Amy Cohn. She's here with me to help present this special WNYC production of her opera. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you so much.
We're going to talk just briefly about One Plum Square to sort of orient the listeners, and then we're going to dive right into this lengthy and involving piece. If I can paraphrase some of what you've written about it, Amy, I think that's going to be the most succinct way to tell people what we're about to listen to. One Plum Square tells of construction versus destruction in architecture, in creativity, in relationships, and in the mind. It's the story of three friends, Alex, Ellen, and Joel. Inseparable 20 years ago in art school, the three have drifted apart. And the opera looks in on them now. Alex is a successful architect in midlife crisis following a recent divorce with Ellen. Ellen, once a location scout, has given it up in an effort to rediscover her creative spirit as a sculptor. Joel is a kite maker with an obsession for watching houses burn. He's spent the last 20 years moving from town to town and is settled for now in the town where Alex and Ellen live. Tension builds in the course of One Plum Square as Alex confronts the breakup of his marriage, the monotony of his job, and his growing fascination with fire and with Joel, until he's ultimately forced to choose between creation and destruction. Amy Cohn, where did these characters come from? How did the opera evolve?
Well, I wrote the show as my thesis in the NYU Graduate Musical Theater Writing Program in 1997, and I decided to work by myself doing both music and lyrics, and I came to my professors with this idea of writing an opera about Hitler. And they said, Amy, why don't you just wait until you're a little older to do that? And so I went back to the drawing board and thought, well, okay, why don't I deal with the idea of evil in characters? And started walking around the park, and suddenly these characters just evolved. I would write one song, and then over the course of the year, just would bring in a song every week, and it became a piece, like just as the layers of the story kind of layer over each other. That's how the writing process was. Actually, I had the songs on index cards at one point and was moving them around, just like some of the characters have cards in the piece.
Now, it surprises me a little to hear you say that this evolved out of the intention to make a story about evil. Where is evil now in One Plum Square?
Well, it started with the idea that Alex, the main character, wanted to burn houses down. And I was wondering where that impulse would come from. And then it slowly evolved into more of a story about life and relationships and his midlife crisis and people trying to find themselves, figure themselves out, which is probably what I was trying to do in grad school a lot.
Well, you're a young composer now, and in 1997, when you started working on this piece, you were younger still. But you do seem to show an understanding of a midlife crisis, I may say, as a middle-aged guy.
Yeah. You know, sometimes just in writing this, I was able to just get inside the characters' heads, I think especially because I'm writing the music as well. It's sort of a way in to the characters by becoming them, by singing their songs and creating them. I sort of become, you know, this 50-year-old guy.
Sort of. Don't laugh about 50-year-old guys. We're not funny. But in the process of preparing this opera for broadcast, I know you've shown me that you feel very emotional about these songs. So these are characters, and they are emoting, but they are a way for you to express your own emotions as lyricist and composer, I gather.
Yeah, definitely. One of the songs, actually, I wrote most of it in 97, but then I took this opportunity to write some new songs and finish the parts of the musical that I felt needed a little work and develop the characters a bit. And so some of the songs, especially the song that Ellen sings, What Am I Touching Now, is about stuff that's going on in my life right now or a couple months ago. It's still really present for me.
The music still sounds very forward-looking, even if it's a couple years old for you. I don't mean to give you something difficult to contend with, but how would you describe your rather indescribable musical style?
I always think of it as a mixture of contemporary classical and music theater and pop and jazz. I like to describe it as energetic and fun and intense.
Amy Cohn is with me to help present her opera, One Plum Square. This is a broadcast premiere of WNYC's own production of the opera. We'll listen to it now. Let me tell you who's in the cast. Alex is played by Graham Rowat, Ellen by Terry Klausner, Joel by Eric Michael Gillette, and Suzanne is played by Melissa Fathman. The musical director and pianist is Steve Marzullo. Annette Kudrak plays accordion, Ben Rubin the double bass, and Jeff Davis is the drummer. The director is Lisa Rothy. Our recording engineer and mixer is Rob Christensen. The narrator is Kimmy A. Corwin. And here now is One Plum Square by Amy Cohn on WNYC.